This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us today. Now, if you know someone who needs some encouragement right now, be sure to invite them with a text or a phone call to listen along with you. But first, studies have shown the more grateful a person is, the happier they are. But it's not always easy to be thankful. That's why Pastor Rick developed the Power of Gratitude. It's a special interactive Bible study to help you grow your gratitude. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called When You've Had a Business Setback.
As Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, that's the Sea of Galilee, with the people around it, crowded around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. Now he gets into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, that's Simon Peter, and he asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat, sitting in the boat. Now, why did Jesus ask to borrow the boat? Well, there are a number of different reasons. In the first place, water amplifies your voice. If you've ever been in a boat, you know that you can speak much further across a lake than you can on ground because ground absorbs sound waves. So it's just smart communication. He could speak to hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people on the shore who are listening to Jesus as the water amplifies his voice. But there are actually a couple more important reasons. Jesus is about to choose these four guys as his first disciples. He's going to ask them to leave their business and follow him. So he's going to plan to do a miracle in their work, a miracle they're going to understand. They're fishermen, a miracle of fish to a bunch of fishermen. Now in verse 4, it says this, when Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now launch out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Now remember, they had just fished all night. These guys are pro fishermen. Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything. We haven't made a sale. We haven't closed a deal. We haven't sold a house. We haven't stepped up our game. We haven't signed the contract. In fact, I'm out of work right now. We've worked all night, fished all night and caught nothing. You can hear the discouragement in his voice. Now, sometimes this happens in life. Sometimes you give it your best shot and you still come up 10 feet short. Sometimes you work hard and you work diligently and you work long and you got nothing to show for it. We've worked all night and we've caught nothing. Sometimes you even do what you think is the right thing to do in your job and your career. You make a right decision and you may even believe God is leading you to do it and it just doesn't pan out. You've had a setback. That's what this series is all about. And you go start this business and it falls apart and it doesn't make a profit and you go deep in debt and all those things that you think that God was leading you in, it just doesn't happen. You know, sometimes you hang in there with your marriage and you struggle and maybe you get counsel and you read books on marriage and you really try to make this thing work, but you just don't see any improvement at all. It just isn't getting any better. The fact is, this miracle has a lot to teach us about setbacks because everybody's fishing for something. Sometimes we're fishing for approval and we're just looking for somebody to love us. And sometimes we're fishing for security. And sometimes we're fishing for significance. And sometimes you say, I want my life to count. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So maybe you're fishing for a wife or a husband. Or maybe you're fishing for who knows what. What are you fishing for today? I said, well, I'm fishing for a job. I need work. I need a new source of income. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's fishing for something. When these fishermen, these four guys, did what Jesus tells them to do in this miracle, they not only receive a miracle, but they're blessed more than they can handle themselves. They actually have to share their blessing with other people. Wouldn't that be great to happen in your life? And their lives are changed forever. So Jesus uses Simon Peter's boat as a platform to preach the good news. And the Bible tells us the rest of the story. It says this: after Jesus finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now launch out into the deep water to let down your nets for catch." And the Bible says that when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. That's a lot of fish. So they signals their partners, that's James and John, in the other boat to come over and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full with fish that they began to sink. Now that's a fish story. Friends, you're not going to top that one. And I'm not going to top that one. That's a flat out miracle. Now here's the point. They caught more in 10 minutes than they had caught in 10 hours when they did it the way Jesus said to do it. This is how you turn a setback into a comeback. This is called the miracle of acceleration, when God speeds things up. They catch more in 10 minutes than they had in the previous 10 hours. Now, when you understand the principle of this miracle of acceleration, you're not going to worry about timing. You might go a month or 2 months or a year or 2 years without work, but it doesn't matter, because God can turn on the faucet as quickly as the other one got turned off. He can do more in 10 minutes than you can do in 10 years if you'll do it the way he tells you to do. Now, the first thing you need to do is what Peter and Andrew and James and John did, is this. Write this down. I need to give Jesus complete access to my boat or to my job or to my business. I give Jesus complete access to my business. And if I want to go from emptiness to overflowing, notice it says there in verse 3, chapter 5 of Luke, Jesus got into one of the boats. That's the one that belongs to Simon. He asked him to pull a little bit out from shore. Sits down, teaches people from the boat. Now, here's the starting point. It's pretty simple. You got to get Jesus in your boat. That's the starting point if you want God's blessing on your career, on your job, on your business. If you want to move from emptiness to fullness, you got to get Jesus in the boat. Notice, what's the difference here? It's the same lake. It's the same boat. It's the same nets. It's the same fishermen. It's the same fish. The only thing that's different between nothing and overflowing abundance is Jesus is in the boat. Think that makes a difference? Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know experts have discovered that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion? It makes you more resistant to stress and increases your overall happiness and satisfaction. In fact, studies show the more grateful a person is, the happier they are. That's the power of gratitude. The Bible tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So it's clear that God wants us to develop an attitude of gratitude. But we all know it's not always easy to feel grateful. That's why Pastor Rick developed a Bible study called The Power of Gratitude. This innovative study is filled with scripture, teaching, exercises, quotes, prayers, and journal pages. As you go through the study, you'll discover the many and often unique things you have to be grateful for every day. You'll develop the lifelong habit of expressing gratitude to God, a habit that leads to true happiness and satisfaction. We'll send you Pastor Rick's Power of Gratitude Bible Study to say thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take God's Word to people around the world. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on.
And now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the second half of today's lesson.
If you want to move from emptiness to fullness, you got to get Jesus in the boat. Notice, what's the difference here? It's the same lake. It's the same boat. It's the same nets. It's the same fishermen. It's the same fish. The only thing that's different between nothing and overflowing abundance is Jesus is in the boat. You think that makes a difference? Oh, yeah. Jesus is in the boat. This is a game changer. You've got to get Jesus in your boat. You've got to give him access to your business. Now God is with them. They're not fishing by themselves anymore. Now they're not in the career by themselves anymore. They've got Jesus in their job. Their business has got the master in control here. Now let me apply this to the setback in your life, in your business. First, what's your boat? What's your boat? Well, your boat is how you make a living. It's how you make a living. It's your means of support. Simon was a fisherman, so his boat is obviously his business. He gives his job to Jesus. The boat represents your career, your vocation, your profession, your job. It represents how you make your livelihood. What's your boat? Well, maybe your salary or your commission or your royalties or whatever. What does it mean to have Jesus in your boat? Okay, listen closely. It means you dedicate your career, your business, your job, your work to God. Your job goes to God. Now, we're not talking about salvation here. You can have Jesus in your life, but not in your boat. You can have Jesus in your life, but not in your job. You've trusted him for salvation, and you come to church on weekends, and you praise the Lord, but then on Monday morning, you go back to work, and you leave Jesus at church, or you put him on the shelf at home. Jesus is certainly not using your boat, your job, as a platform for ministry and for mission. To give Jesus your boat and get him in your boat means you say, I dedicate my career to you for your use. Now, when Peter did this, when he gave his job to Jesus for God to use, he gets blessed with incredible results. Now, we normally think that God makes me really great and successful in business so that then I'll serve God with my success. Wrong. It's the exact opposite. God often uses my job or lack of it now and then so that then success can come. There is no comeback without a setback first. The setback is part of the plan. Are you listening? The setback is part of the plan. Peter has fished all night and caught nothing. And so how's he going to go from nothing to abundance? First, Peter lets Jesus use his job for a platform. Jesus gets to use his work, his job, his source of income, to speak to other people. That's the order. It's not, God, you make me a success and then I'll serve you. It's the exact opposite. God, I'm failing in my job, in my career, in my business, but I'm going to give whatever I've got to you as a platform. Now you can bless it. Question, what do you want God to bless in your life? Whatever you want God to bless, you put him first in. You want God to bless your time? Give him the first part of every day in a quiet time. You want God to bless your week? You give him the first day of every week, you know, on a week of service. You want God to bless your money? You give him the first part of your money. That's called a tithe. So you get Jesus in your work. And you say, I want you to use my business, Lord, as your platform to spread the good news. And then we let God take care and control of everything. You see, really, you say, I'm a marketplace missionary. What do? Well, you say, I'm a missionary disguised as a realtor. I'm a missionary disguised as a nanny. I'm a missionary disguised as an accountant. I'm a missionary disguised as a truck driver. I'm a missionary disguised as a nurse or CEO or teacher or house cleaner, whatever it is. First and foremost, I'm using my career as a platform for Jesus. Then he blesses me in return. Some of you are going through tough times right now, and you're trying to change everything. Let me tell you something. These guys who had fished all night and caught nothing, they didn't need to change their nets. They didn't need to change their boat. They didn't need to change their business partners. They didn't need to change their location. They didn't need to change their marriage. They just needed to get Jesus in charge of the boat. Get him in the boat and let him take charge and follow him. That's what was needed. Some of you are trying to change everything else. Maybe I need to move out of Orange County. I need to move to whatever. Well, maybe that's not necessarily wrong, but maybe you just need to get Jesus in charge of your job. You get him in the boat. Now, here's the second step that they did, and you do it too. I admit that my efforts aren't working. If I want to move from setback to comeback, I admit that my efforts aren't working. Verse 4 and 5 of Luke chapter 5. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets. And Simon Peter answers, here's his confession, Master, we've worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything. Do you realize how hard this was for Peter to say this? Peter is a pro. He's good at what he does. He's a professional fisherman. He's done it all his life. These guys are not amateurs. They're not novices. They're not weekend fishermen. They make a living at this. They know how to do this. But you know what? Sometimes even when you're a pro, you fish all night and you catch nothing. Even when you're experienced at your career, your job, you fish all night and you catch nothing. Now, it's humbling to say this. It's hard to say this. These guys make their living. Their identity is tied to their work. For Peter not catching fish, that's like LeBron James playing an entire game and never making a basket. It's unheard of. But friends, sometimes our best just isn't good enough. It's just not good enough. And sometimes our situations are out of control and you can't control the economy and you can't control the weather and you can't control a lot of things that will affect your job, your business, your life, your profits, and everything else. Other people, and you can't control other people. You can't control diseases. You can't control the aging process. Most of the major things in your life you can't control. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to do these first two things to go from setback to comeback. You get Jesus in your boat and you admit that your way isn't working. We fished all night and caught nothing. Now, why don't we want to admit this? Why don't I want to admit it? Why don't we want to admit it? Well, there are really three reasons: pride, stubbornness, and fear. You know, fear keeps us from admitting I fished all night and caught nothing. I'm afraid people think less of me. In fact, I'm afraid to get Jesus in my boat because he might steer it in a different direction I don't want to go. And if I put Jesus in my job, he might make me a fanatic. He might turn me into something that I'm scared to death I might become. I don't want to give Jesus my job. Well, regardless of whether it's pride or it's stubbornness or it's fear, the second step is just to admit this isn't working. Okay? Your career, your job, it isn't working. Now, here's the third step that the disciples took. If you want to see God turn emptiness into fullness, you want to turn a setback into a comeback, here it is, number three. Do whatever Jesus tells me to do. I get him in the boat, I admit my way hasn't worked, and then I do whatever he tells me to do. I do what he tells me to do. In other words, I've got to be willing to obey Jesus Christ, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if it seems illogical, it appears foolish, it might appear stupid to other people, but I obey what God tells me to do, even if it doesn't make sense financially or emotionally or relationally. It's just illogical, irrational. I'm confused and I'm scared to death, but I do it anyway. Master, we fished all night and caught nothing, but because you say so, I obey Jesus even when it doesn't make sense. Now, look at verse 5. Jesus tells them to launch out in the deep, and Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. You know, we're empty. We've come up empty. But because you say so, underline that, circle it, star it, because you say so, that is the third key to a miracle, trusting the Word of God, because you say so. Not because I think it's smart, not because it's popular, not because it's rational or reasonable, not because I can afford it. God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do because you say so. You say so. Now, not only is Jesus in the boat, he's now given the fishing instructions. And notice what Peter does not do. First, he doesn't argue with Jesus when Jesus says, push back out, throw your nets on the other side. He doesn't argue with you. He says, Peter doesn't say, excuse me, Lord, you're a carpenter, I'm a fisherman. You know wood, I know fish. They ain't biting. So who are you to tell me to go out and do it this way when I fished all night and caught nothing? I'm the pro at this. I know my job better than you, Lord. Have you ever arrogantly thought that about your job, about your plan, about your dream? When you do that, you're in for so many problems. But when you say, because you say so, you're in for so many blessings. Peter doesn't argue. He doesn't hesitate. When Jesus says, launch out, he just does it. That, friends, is a good idea. You know, it wasn't like, let's think about it for a minute. It's not like, let's have a committee and vote on it. In fact, he says, we're tired. We've been out all night. We haven't caught anything. We're dirty. We're sweaty. We're fatigued. We want to go home and see our wives. We want to take a bath. We'll sit down, eat dinner. How about if we go home, take a bath, take a nap, get up this afternoon, come back this afternoon when it's cooler and the fish are biting again, and then give it another try? But Peter doesn't hesitate. He doesn't delay. It's instant. He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to his feelings.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive hope and encouragement every day delivered right to your inbox, then sign up for Rick's free daily devotional by going to PastorRick.com right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, did you know that experts have discovered that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion? It makes you more resistant to stress and increases your overall happiness and satisfaction. In fact, studies show the more grateful a person is, the happier they are. That's the power of gratitude. The Bible tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So, it's clear that God wants us to develop an attitude of gratitude. But we all know it's not always easy to feel grateful. That's why Pastor Rick developed a Bible study called The Power of Gratitude. This innovative study is filled with scripture, teaching, exercises, quotes, prayers, and journal pages. As you go through the study, you'll discover the many and often unique things you have to be grateful for every day. You'll develop the lifelong habit of expressing gratitude to God, a habit that leads to true happiness and satisfaction. We'll send you Pastor Rick's Power of Gratitude Bible Study to say thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take God's Word to people around the world. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can just call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Here's Rick to say thank you for your support.
I have just returned from Amsterdam, where I was at a conference where we had over 6,000 church leaders, pastors from all around the world. Literally 140 nations came to Amsterdam for a week of training where we were teaching them about the good news of Jesus Christ, and more importantly, how to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And you know what was most exciting to me is that people came to me from all around the world, like I said, 140 nations, and said, I listen to Daily Hope every day. In Kazakhstan, in Bhutan, in Bolivia, in Namibia, on every continent, I heard time and time again, Pastor Rick, the Word of God is changing my life. Friends, that's what Daily Hope is all about. And for me, since I get your letters and I love to read your letters and I love to hear your stories, but to be face to face with about 6,000 people who were listening to Daily Hope on a regular basis and hearing how it's changed their lives and influenced their ministries, it just makes me want to say to all of you who pray for this ministry and all of you who support this ministry, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, for your gifts, for your support. You're making a difference. When you get to heaven, you're going to meet people in heaven who've come to Christ because you prayed and because you gave. Thank you, friends. Be a partner in hope today.
If you'd like to bless Pastor Rick by letting him know how much this broadcast has helped you, please send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.